It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, and this is the mindfulness coaching call. How's my audio? Is it good? Okay.
Yes.
So wherever you are, just take a moment. Take a deep breath. Let your body relax. Feel free to move your body, move your neck. Wiggle your toes as you breathe. And deeply breathing in and out. Letting go of anything you don't need. Relaxing into this moment. Noticing your breath. How your body responds to your deep breathing. How you feel as you deeply breathe in and out. Letting the breath move through you as it oxygenates your body. Allowing tension to release. As you center in to your body, connecting, feeling. Noticing. Enjoying yourself. Feeling gratitude for the support. Support of your body, all that it does to support you, and the support of your environment, the planet, the myriad ecosystems, networks, and connections that support you. As you breathe, as you support the whole, simply by being you. So, as you're enjoying yourself, Enjoying your inner being. Take your time to transition into this moment. This Zoom call. Your local environment that you're sitting in or walking in or moving through, however you are. And bringing that gratitude and that joy into the so-called outer reality that you're experiencing. Notice how gratitude, how feeling connected feels. And allowing any discomfort or tension or resistance to be noticed. To be allowed. And maybe it doesn't have to be the loudest voice in the room. Maybe the harmony and the ease and the connection and the wholeness. Maybe that's a focus or the greater perspective. So take your time to arrive, to transition into our call. Knowing that you can be grateful at any given moment for any reason at all or no reason at all. You're allowed to feel good, you're allowed to feel connected. You're allowed to feel whole. You're allowed to be present with whatever is. I invite anyone who has a camera, if they like to turn their camera on. And if you're not comfortable with that, that's okay too. Kayla turns her camera off. So, how is everyone? Do a little quick check-in. Robin has appeared in a forest. Robin, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Good. What are we checking in? What's the direction, I guess?
Are you noticing any transitions in your life? Are you transitioning through anything?
Well, I just got back from agility with my young dog. It was our first time since she was a puppy. She's 3 and a half. So I'm transitioning into, I guess, being more still. And I think what drew me to it tonight, well, I'll say, not I think, I know, I have a 16-year-old dog. So I'm apprehensive about potential transition at some point in the future. Not sure when that'll be.
Thank you. Yeah. I wrote a whole thing on transitioning, and but I'm curious what for you all, what do you notice in your own life when you're transitioning? And it could be changing from, it could be big, it could be small, it could be transitioning from the safety of your car into a public space, could be transitioning from a work environment to a home environment, or it could be moving locations. Could be getting a new job or leaving a job or relationships. What tools do you use, have you used that work for you when you're transitioning through some moment in your life? And take a minute and take a couple minutes. Maybe write it down if you feel like. What helps you transition? Could be like a favorite song, could be talking to a friend you always talk to, might be a meditation practice, whatever comes to mind. Maybe there's something that is hard, that's like a challenge that comes up when you're changing from one thing to another. You can make note of that as well. Maybe some transitions are more fun, some are harder, some are easier, some are, there's more friction. Maybe you can identify the reasons for that. We'll go for another minute. All right. How was that? Did we learn anything about ourselves?
I don't know if I learned or just like it's good to reflect to kind of remember like what tools you use and how helpful they have been. For me, for instance, like big transitions that are heavy or just too big for me sometimes, I rely a lot on prayers and just prayers and like my faith, right? Like that, having that faith that things will just work out no matter what, you know? So it's kind of like, one way or another, everything will be okay. And I believe that, you know, like once I go through my prayers, that I just have to put it into my faith that, you know, things will be okay. And they always are, regardless for everybody, one way or another, if we like it or not, they will be at some, whatever it is. My small transitions, lately, I have been practicing, something a little different. Lately, as of like maybe a week ago, I read something, in one of the books, or maybe even heard it on one of my YouTube channels that I listen to. Kind of like breathing out like love into anything that you are transitioning into. So I started doing like three breaths. I breathe in and breathe out love as I imagine where I'm going. I breathe in and breathe out like divinity. And then I breathe in and a big breath out, like divine grace. And so once I breathe that into whatever I'm transitioning into, I enter everything within with peace. Like I'm just so peaceful when I enter any of my transitions. It has been definitely a new tool that I started using, so I'm not very consistent with it, but I'm really trying hard to remember because it's so helpful for me. And I have been going through some very, very major transitions in the last year and a half now. So it's been pretty hectic in my life. So really grounding myself and practicing all of this, is so crucial. But when you get so hectic and so caught up into all of the madness of it, I tend to forget. And so sometimes I get to like a level 1,000 and then I'm like, oh my God, where am I? Like, you know, and then I have to get myself back to like a level where I can kind of feel grounded and at peace. So it's really like the meditation is really important. The mindfulness and always being aware where I am in the moments is so crucial of how I deal with things, especially during transitions. So, it has been a year and a half of definitely a lot of learning. So but it's good. So it's just, you know, just capturing whatever I can to hold on to make it as smooth as possible through all of this. So, yeah, that's
Thank
fine.
you. Do you want to lead us through that really quick? Just those three breaths you were talking about? I was doing them a little bit when you first started. It was feeling great.
Yeah, so I just first one is love, so I just breathe in and breathe out love. Breathe in and breathe out divinity. Breathe in and breathe out divine grace. And that's it.
Thank you.
I mean, that's what works for me. And those are the three things I chose. When I read about it, somebody was just doing the love, but I chose three breaths and I chose something very specific that I know is calming to me. But I have read that you really can choose anything that you want to breathe out. So sometimes when I'm really like, I sometimes ask for alignment. So I might just breathe out alignment, like, 'cause that's what I'm needing. Or sometimes it's even peace and I'm just like, okay, I really need some peace. So I just breathe it out, you know? So it's really you pick and choose your own words or whatever you want to feel, and you kind of send it out to the space that you are going to.
I love it. I love that if you need it, you're actually emitting it. So you're becoming it, what you need, and then radiating it outward. Thank you. Anyone else have something to share? Something they noticed about their own process? Kayla.
So the first thing I wrote down, but for transitions is really, they really highlight like impermanence more than anything. And some of the ways that I work with, transitions and stuff like that is, writing, journaling. What I do is I call brain dumps, where I just write whatever comes to my head and get it out. That seems to be really beneficial for me. And laying on the ground, like literally laying down on the ground, with my feet flat on the ground, my spine is close, as flat on the against the ground as I possibly can be, and just taking those deep breaths and imagining, the energy coming up from the earth through my feet, up my body, out my head, and vice versa in the reverse as I breathe in and out, really helps with just grounding me. Another thing that really kind of helps is I have a like a my happy place I go to in my head, which is on the beach. And it's a beach I've been to multiple times, so I can pull it up in my mind, from walking to the sidewalk to the, they have like these like grid type things on top of the sand when you first walk up to the sand and then out onto the beach and feeling the water go up and down my feet and legs and the sun and the sound of the birds and really try to incorporate all my senses into it. Really can help with those more difficult moments. And really just gratitude for whatever is going on, and being curious about it. Like open, just what's gonna happen next? I wonder what, maybe it's gonna be this, maybe it's gonna be that. And really just kind of have this almost like childlike curiosity, asking questions about it and stuff like that.
I love that. Wow.
Yeah. And then really, I mean, ultimately also like, what can I learn from this? How can I grow? What is this, why is this part of my life? What am I supposed to learn from this? Is really, it helps with that gratitude part of it as well. So that's what I wrote down.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Something that stands out for me is the childlike questioning is like, 'cause it's unknown, right? It's exciting. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen next. And I also like the asking, what can I learn from this? Because I feel like even in the difficult situations where I feel overwhelmed or confused or resistant, or I didn't want things to be this way, or I had no idea it would turn out this way, or whatever it is, when I ask, what can I learn from this? I'm connecting to it, right? So it's a connective experience, even if it's a challenging experience. It's like, okay, well, so there's something about that that strikes me, that it's connective. And then there's that curiosity too, right? There's a willingness to connect to something. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyone else have anything they feel like sharing? Challenges, joys? Did you realize there was anything that you like mastered, like you're really good at one kind of transition, and then like another kind is like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Could be like, I'm really good at running into the store 5 minutes before it closes and getting what I need. Or, yeah, I don't know. I'm Medina.
Well, yeah, that's like I became really good at always being late. So my transition is always late, always last minute, which is for the most part, I'm okay with it, but it becomes exhausting. So it's like especially when life just happens, that transition, it becomes so hectic and so stressful at times, when things are not going so smooth per your usual, right? So then everything just becomes really hectic and stressful. So yeah, I'm really good at transitioning everything last minute and late.
It's fun to know that about yourself, right? Like, without judgment, like, I'm really good at being late or being last minute or having to throw on my clothes or, you know, like, that is, there's is mastery in that. And then I always wonder, like, it's nice to like give yourself a positive, like, yeah, I'm good at that. Some people don't know how to do that at all. Some people have to be early. Or they, you know, they're always prepared. They always got to be there 5 minutes before, or they're going to be, you know, stressing out. And I think it's, I know for myself, it's fun to like play with those patterns and see if I can learn the other one, not because it's better or worse, but just to like try it out, try it on. Like, if I'm really good at driving fast, what's it like just, you know, driving real slow and relaxing? Or, you know, if I'm driving really slow, maybe learn how to also drive a little bit fast, and just kind of playing with mastering the other side of whatever the thing is. That's fun.
I never thought about, like, I was very well aware of myself in that state, like that I definitely mastered that part, you know. And I have tried the other part too, where I'm like sometimes on time and it feels absolutely weird, but you know, it's like it feels also good, you know, at the same time. So it's like but I think I'm more master of the other side, and so usually I feel just, I'm usually okay with it, and things just flow for me, regardless if I am late or not, or if I'm doing everything last minute. It just flows for me, where most of the time it doesn't bother me. So it's just kind of like part of me, you know.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
but I do like that, like master. Yeah, I've definitely mastered that, and it's not really a big problem more majority of the time, so I shouldn't have really a big issue with that, right? So it's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Any other reflections about transitions in your life? Ease, challenge, tools you've used.
I feel like when I'm challenged, I perform better. So if I'm anxious, or you know, that energy somehow transitions into more of a positive a lot of times, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I hear you. I have ADD and I need that forced structure to make stuff happen. It's like it somehow puts some like guardrails around my focus and my efforting. But I was thinking about before you spoke, because you brought up like getting places on time. I'm like you, El Medina. I say that right? I'm always late. And today, actually, I was on time. I was early because I chose ease. Like I had agility at 5, which is like a half hour away. And I really wanted to go to the farmers market because it was the first day opening. I'm in Maryland. And then it was 4 o'clock and I realized I timed it. And I was like, if I do it, there's traffic. And I'm going to be rushing and I'm going to have like 10 minutes there. Like, is that worth the stress it's going to cause for me to like rush and be in traffic and drive and be like, oh my God, I'm going to be late. I don't know. So I decided not to. It was hard. It was hard to let go of that. And then I got there and it didn't start till like 5 after. And I'm sort of find myself in that, what do I do with myself? Not that like I don't have a phone or I couldn't meditate or I couldn't just hang out with my dog while I'm waiting, which all those things can happen. But there's this habit of I gotta just like hack in as much as I can and get there at the last minute without giving myself that ease and transition. I see a lot of head nods, so I'm curious what you guys are, whoever's head is showing, what you're thinking.
I relate. I'm noticing in my own psychology, it's like how many things can I get done before this? Like as like a challenge, right? Like, ooh, maybe I can load the dishwasher and, maybe do some lunch, like all this, like it's a video game or something, or I'm gonna get like an award for like doing lots of stuff in a short amount of time. Or how fast can I drive? Like it's a pushing for me, it's like a pushing of boundaries or and like yeah, I survived. There's something because like in that rushing, there's also kind of a fight or flight for me. Like I made it. I'm only 5 minutes late and I got so much done. So
Yes, I feel the same way. Oh my God.
So I literally will give myself points when I do stuff. I'm like, woohoo, I earned 5 points. What these points are for, I have no idea, but I give myself points because it's fun.
That's great. Yeah, you're making me think of like the dog class. She's like, there's this class called TORC, which includes agility and rally and a few other things. And she's like, and you can get awards. And I'm like, my dog can get awards. Like, my dog really cares. Like, Callie, her name's Callie, like your name, kind of Kali. She doesn't care if she gets an award. And I don't really care. The whole point is like for us to have a good time and have our relationship be stronger. And I'm working on a dog book, like combining coaching and lessons. And now you're making me think like, here's another lesson. Like, why do dogs don't care about getting credit for anything?
They're in
How
it for
can
like
they
the
just want you to
connection,
pet
right?
them?
Yeah, how can we? Here's the girl. Here's Callie. She actually does respond to video. She's like, okay, who's there? Which friend is trying to say hi to me? What can we learn? What can we learn from them and like their lack of caring? I actually did that with the client today. He was worried about public speaking, and I was like, what? Who do you know? What dogs do you know in your life? Would this dog care what the people think? Can you imagine that you're like this dog, who just doesn't care?
like a kid, right? Kids don't care. Animals don't. They're just gonna do what they're gonna do. They're so into whatever they're doing. It's much less of a focus what other people
Here's the old man.
are doing.
He's still getting around.
Oh yeah. I'm noticing there's something for me in, I think it's value in getting things done, value in a lot, a short amount of time, instead of value of ease or value of flow. And maybe there's some belief down there that says I'm not enough until I all these things, or I'll feel better or something. And there's some truth to, like, if there's a pile of laundry on the floor, or
Sure.
it needs to be cleaned, there's a reward, right? There's a feeling of, yeah, I got it clean now. But also to be okay with, like, the dirty pile of laundry, and maybe not make it so stressful. Like, I could actually enjoy the dirty pile of laundry and the cleaning process if I wanted. And the flow of it, rather than the, like, can I get it all done? And then kind of back to the connection with the dog, like, connection.
Well, it's sort of like today I thought, well, if I go to this farmer's market, I could potentially connect with people going to the farmer's market. So there was the connection, but what you're making me think is where do I lose out on connection with myself to rush to do something, to meet, to connect, and forget my own self? And that happens in conversation, like when I'm coaching or friend talking, whatever, it's like there's all the thoughts come and I forget about myself. Anyway, it's not really a transition thing, but sort of made me think of it.
Tasman says, we live in a world where one's value is equated with money. And as the saying goes, time is money. So we're stressed, not, we
Not to
feel stressed out. Wait, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
We
Close
feel
enough.
like we've misused time. Time is therefore connected to our
My
perception.
apologies. This is Samson. I am well renowned for making typos because I am stressed about the time it's going to take me to type it.
Get it in there quick.
Perspective. I'm like, I didn't type it quick enough. We'll move on to another topic and it will be irrelevant. And I want to say this, so let me type it fast. And then there are typos. So I was trying to say that we become stressed out because there is a connection between time being money. And if we feel like we've squandered our time or didn't use it productively, then maybe we're not as valuable as humans. That's what I was trying to say. And
Yeah, that's better.
the whole time continuum got a hold of me and I typed it
That's
quicker than I wanted to because of the very value I was trying to share.
perfect. It's the exact, like, the whole lesson in one experience.
Well, and it's also, is it Tasman? Tamsin.
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 Okay.
Tamsin. Tamsin. You got it. It's spelled wrong on there. Tamsin.
It really is Tasman on
Wow.
the
Instead of the Tasmanian devil. Oh, Tamsin. And this is
Tamsin.
it's Tamsin, yeah. And this is a work
That's
phone,
fine.
so I
Okay.
think that somebody spelled my name wrong.
Yeah,
Other than
exactly. Well, I
me.
can rename you for the call, but I don't know if it'll last.
We got it now.
Well,
It was so much better to hear your voice weigh in. I mean, chat can be very useful in Zooms, but it does it gave us more. Gave me more, I should say.
read.
Definitely gave me more.
Yeah, especially in a small group. If it was like, huge, hundreds, dozens, hundreds of people, that's something.
Yeah. I think there's something here that I was thinking about earlier when preparing for the call around, like, self-acceptance and self-love. And we can be in any environment or any moment, and putting that pressure on is like where we start to kind of stress and like, and we might not even realize that we were doing it, right? We could walk into an environment that feels stressful, or a bunch of other people are stressed out in the gas station or the grocery store or wherever we might be, and then just start creating that for ourselves. And then, but I noticed this one thing. If I can catch it, I can like go in, I'm like, wow, I'm stressed out. And then I'm like, oh, these people seem stressed out. And then it's like, I don't have to be. Like, if I can acknowledge the moment and accept it, whatever's happening, then I can change it. And then I'm not reacting off of some kind of reference point and spiraling. It's like, oh, it's windy today and it's blown me around on the highway, and I can resist that, or I can kind of just, swim through the wind and enjoy it. But I have to like acknowledge and come to that point of acceptance of, oh, like I feel tight. Why do I feel tight? Okay, now, now I can make a choice. Now I can radiate love and peace and divine grace into the grocery store while I stand here in line, because I can. And that's fun. I've done that. It's just like, oh, I was stressed out. I think I'll just smile and enjoy everyone that's here, because that seems like a really fun way to sit in line here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the awareness is huge, and a lot of people don't take a breath to catch up with that awareness, to bring it into the light for themselves, in all parts of their lives. But yeah, I find that to be a huge benefit, but a big struggle for especially a lot of my clients, just being aware what is going on right now, type of a thing.
Right. And back to that time is money idea. Like, do I have time to just take a moment? Am I allowing, am I valuable enough to pause for a moment and ask myself what's going on? Or, yeah, check in. Or do I have to rush? Like, am I pushing myself? Am I, yeah. Am I allowed to, yeah, sit or not be productive or something? And maybe that's productive, right? What are my definitions of productivity? Maybe slowing down, I could actually get things done faster because there's less kind of noise or friction or chaos. Could be more efficient.
There's actually a nap coach I learned about.
A what?
Nap coach.
Oh.
I forgot her name, but it was in one of my coaching program. Somebody told us about it.
Nice.
It's important, napping and resting.
I love napping, and I love being able to like dip into my dream space and then come out refreshed, let go of whatever I was tight about. Really good resets. Yeah. Yeah. Rob Dryden, who's my dad, says he's sorry he's not contributing because his phone disconnected, but he's grateful for our sharing. Yeah.
I love the idea of the reset, and I've used that with my kids a lot, especially my son, and just being, that, in the middle of a situation, like, do we need to reset? Do we need to start over? Can we just stop and restart in a different direction? And it's been very helpful.
Yeah. Could be so helpful. I'm even thinking like what El Medino was talking about, just those four breaths. That's a reset, right? Just totally reorienting to something. And or even just like blinking and like choosing to be, okay, I'm letting go. Now I'm here. And like fresh eyes, right?
Can I share another dog analogy?
Yeah.
So I have the two dogs, and the girl, the young one, is always will like out of the blue, just like if you're petting her or something, sometimes she'll like kind of go after my older dog and just like ah, like in his face. And yesterday I just like blocked her vision. I closed her eyes, and then it was like she was better. And even if I distract her, I pull her, here's your frisbee. I don't tell her no. I try not to. Sometimes it gets really intense and I forget. But if I just can distract her from the thing that she's fixating on, which is getting somehow reactive, it shifts. And then literally in 10 seconds, she's kissing my other dog, licking, kissing, like nothing happened. And I
Wow.
just that reset idea, like it's such a lesson of like why can't we do that so well? It feels so advanced to me.
It breaks up too, like the linearity, right? Because if we have a story going that something's wrong, or I'm not enough, or I didn't get enough done, or whatever some story is, if you can break it, then you can be present. And then you can act from there, and that can just fall away. And what you're sharing made me think of that ability to shift, and how we've learned to focus on problems like so intensely often that we get lost in them, or we spiral into them. And I've found, and I've been playing with the idea that not to ignore the challenges, but to maybe like set it down for a little bit and come back to it later, or do something fun and then engage with it. And I'm in a whole different space, and now it makes sense. Now it flows. Now the solutions make sense. But I love that. The image of your dog like kissing the other dog instead of going after it. It's like, what a total shift.
And she's a nut job. I mean, it's a border collie thing, to just be like so reactive. But we all have that capability to, somebody says something, looks at us, especially the people who are close in, who know how to push our buttons.
Yeah.
I deal with transitions a lot with my husband, who you might have seen or heard. Now that he's outside, he's on the spectrum, and I have to like walk this line really carefully about how I say things and how change. Like, just I say, okay, don't give the dogs this medicine today, or do it this way. And it's like the reaction. Why am I bringing that up? Just about transitions and how hard that is for some people.
Sounds like there's something too there around like phrasing. And then when I think about phrasing, I'm thinking about my own self-talk. Like if I have like a kind narrative in my mind about, okay, I'm gonna go do this or that, rather than like I have to go do this, I need like it the urgent, like I shouldn't have done this, or I have like that kind of bullying, the inner like bullying for myself will totally stress me out. And then if I can be like how I would be with a child or my cat or something, if I can be kinder to myself and like bring that in, like, okay, we're gonna go here, like a little more parenting, right? Like, oh, we've never been here before, so it might be a little scary at first. And it might sound silly, but it's also just acknowledging like I am, a child at heart, and to kind of bring that along, like, okay, I'm gonna go to a new place. It's gonna be okay. New people.
It's really important for us to treat ourselves like we would our own best friend. Especially since the only people we're guaranteed to have in our life, our entire life, is ourselves, and we treat ourselves the worst.
Don't think there's any level of self-kindness like when it's not too much. I think it just all the way, And I think we're often more comfortable, or we've adapted to being a little more harsh with ourselves than the kind. That deep, deep, gentle kindness, like, okay.
Yeah, I know. I definitely hold myself to a much higher standard than I would everybody else, and I'm very much willing to be like, oh, it's this excuse for them why they couldn't, type of a thing.
And I wonder, like, if I was super kind to myself, my life might be amazing. Might be a lot less friction in my experience of life than kind of, okay, do this, do that. This didn't get done. Might flow a lot more. Well, we're coming to the top of the hour. I'm gonna drop some information in the chat. My phone number, email, our upcoming classes. And as we close, let's go around and share a couple takeaways that you want to remember or you enjoyed from our hour together. Can just popcorn in.
Ms. Tamsen, I have to jump for another call. So I just wanted to thank you all for sharing this space with me. I went to the mindfulness coaching school back in, I want to say 2008 or 9. I know it was a very, very long time ago. And I hadn't been coaching any clients. My website stayed dormant and I worked a regular 9 to 5 W-2 job for the most part. And then COVID hit and I haven't been able to find full-time employment. So I was like, I have this coaching website. I'm paying taxes on a company I do nothing with. This is silly. And I got my first coaching client in maybe about the last 7 years. And the mindful practices that I'm helping to share with her, I was like, oh, I should be doing this myself. Let me plug back into the school that trained me and that brought me here. I want to say a huge takeaway for me is to just be in community and hold space with you all again. It feels so good. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Tamsin.
Congratulations on taking that
Yeah.
step.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a transition.
Right. The timing, alignment of timing is just when it's right, it's right.
Absolutely. For me to have even joined this call and the topic is transitions, I was like, wow, serendipity.
It's perfect. Yeah, thanks for popping in.
I'm gonna jump. Thank you all. I'll see you next month.
All
Bye.
right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Robert says, the conversations have reminded me of my self-talk whenever I feel stressed or berating myself for errors. Is what I'm thinking true? Makes me think of like
Oh.
levels of truth too, like, or framing of how true is it, right? Is it,
Where's the proof?
Yeah. Maybe the proof's in the pudding. If it feels good, it is
I
good.
want pudding. One thing that I really that stood out to me about our conversation tonight was when El Medina was talking about being late and doing it really well. And I just that made me smile because there's things that for myself I'm like, oh, that's a negative, but I really do it well. I like that kind of spin on it. It gives it kind of a cushion. Like, oh, at least I'm doing it well, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I love that.
It's a fun reframing, right? A coaching tool, like reframing it. And we do things out of survival all the time, and we're good at it, right? And so it's nice to acknowledge ourselves, even if there's something we feel like changing, we can still recognize how good we are at something. Yeah. Thanks, Kayla. Robin, what you got?
I like having a small group and being able to, I guess the piece about the ease and being late and trying something different. I like how you gave that sort of tool of try on something, just try being on time, maybe like for a week. I don't know, it's hard, but
Yeah.
nothing you try is worth it if it's not, if it's easy or something like that. And then also the value for me in being a coach and wanting to do more groups and just sort of seeing, I make it really hard on myself. Like, I want to offer stuff and I'm like, oh, it has to, I have to have all this content and make it more like a training. And I'm really keep struggling with, training versus coaching and just seeing that the way that you just, made this work as if, it's group coaching, basically. So that was really valuable to me in what I want to do with my work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for that reflection.
So I chose to participate in that class for a specific reason or for this in the session due per to personal transitions and everything that I have been going through. Then when I transitioned into that class, I was like, what the heck am I doing here? I have a laundry list of things that I should be doing and taking up my time with. And why did I choose to come here? Like that was like all going in my head, right? And as I'm meditating, I'm really tense. Then I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? Like this is so weird. And then it just started all making sense after that. And I'm like, now I look at that one. I'm like, oh my God, how did we finish this hour this quickly? I mean, it was just like, so everything just was flowing really well. And it was just, and now this transition out of it now again is kind of like, okay, I'm preparing for the next transition. And it's like, okay, I'm going back into hectic. And it's kind of like, it's like a roller coaster. And it's, and I guess, and I, once you, and as you mentioned, like once you acknowledge it, or I call it once you're aware of it and you are just truly absorb it, you kind of get to just, you aware of it and you just kind of flow with it. And that's kind of how I see in a way, like a lot of the transitions, it's just like roller coasters and just in and out, down and up. And, it's just, sometimes it's a, really steep, transition, but it's kind of like a, you just go with it. And the more you are aware of it and that it's happening, the easier a lot of times is just to flow with them, versus just like a, I guess in a way I'm looking at it as like a smoother way of transitioning if you are on like you're aware of them, versus like just a dump, like you're just like thrown and you're just like boof, like it's like those are kind of harder and they shake you up a little bit more. So it's like I guess being mindful and aware helps quite a bit for me of acknowledging them and just flowing with them, even if they are difficult. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I love that. I love that flowing through, 'cause life, there's so many components of being a human being, and there's so many different things and aspects, and it's really fun if we flow with it, and it's completely overwhelming if we're resisting it. But if we enjoy it, we can go through so many different experiences, and I love that.
Are you
Thank
going to
you.
share your takeaway, Mac, or was that it?
Yeah, I'm reminded of someone said, and I don't know who it was, that you can hurry or you can go fast. And that going fast is not hurrying. And for some reason that's popping up, that you can move fast without that friction or that chaos kind of hurrying. And I don't know why that popped in, but and I also just really liked this conversation with everyone. It was, felt really nice. So thanks everyone for being here and contributing and adding your voice, your wisdom, and yeah.
Do you mind sharing with us, maybe emailing us what you actually had written out to like for the class? And I mean, I know you let the class flow, right? And we just like kind of like went with the flow, but I know you said you mentioned you wrote something. So I'm interested to read what
Yeah.
it is about transitions and what you your mind.
Sure. I might even write a little article up. I mean, I just put it in sticky notes. Like I have some kind of bullet points over here, but yeah. I think we covered
There's
the most of it. It just came in non-linearly.
I like when like someone does a reading in a poem. I think I might start my some session with that. But I'm thinking of John O'Donohue. I think he has a good transition poem.
Okay. Nice.
It sounds like you weren't talking. I don't know. It depends what kind of transitions we're talking about, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's a funny one. Like, what is there's so many transitions and all of life could be a transition.
It is, right? That's kind of what I
Between
was
the
thinking.
death.
Like each day when you wake up, it's
Yep. Each moment, every time I blink. Yeah. Well, thanks everyone.
Thank you,
I'll
Mac.
hang out a little bit afterward too if anyone wants to stay and has questions.
Okay, good.
And
Thanks. Thank you.
yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks.